Welcome, welcome, welcome to your Embracing Change guided meditation, exercise, and energetic clearing. If you can, I want you to listen to this in the sun, in the full sun. If that is not available to you, maybe it's a cloudy day or you just can't get outdoors. That's okay. But if you have the opportunity, this is a good exercise, a good meditation, a good clearing to take in with the sun touching your skin, warming you up, lighting you up. And for this first run through, this is the first time you're listening to this, you'll get the most out of it if you have a journal and something to write with, or a piece of paper and something to write with. So if you need to take a moment here and just hit pause to relocate, to get in the sun, to get comfy, to get your journal or writing pad and your pen, I suggest a pen and paper rather than writing on your computer. So that's ideal. So go ahead and hit pause here if you need to. Good. So let's begin. I'm recording this on the new moon. The new moon in Taurus, in fact. And what's special about the new moon and new moon energy is that it's all about new beginnings, planting the seeds of what you want to feel and have happen in your life. You're setting intentions on the new moon. You may be setting intentions all the time, but when you set them on the new moon, it's like a vitamin boost. You're just getting a little extra push, energetic universal push and support in what it is you're calling into being. And what's special about the new moon in Taurus is that this particular new moon is about teaching us to fully and deeply appreciate what we have right in front of us, not just what we want to get next. So this is an important reminder as we think about and feel about change in our lives. It's not just about getting to the next place. It's about being where we are and finding appreciation for the journey. And change is a process. It's a path. It's ever unfolding. It's a reveal. And we're often dancing between our desire for security and certainty, right, which is about staying the same, and our desire to grow and change and leap into the mystery. And so today, and any of the other days that you do this work or listen to this recording again, we'll be looking at your resistances to change. And so we're going to work with these resistances layer by layer. They don't all get cleared at once. Again, this is a process. This is a journey. So doors will open as you work with these resistances, and the next steps will become clearer and clearer. Good. So settle in if you haven't already. Get comfy if you're not already. Maybe you're sitting up straight and you're just breathing inward. Nice, deep breath down into the belly. And exhale out the mouth. gently pulling your navel back towards your spine. Another nice deep breath in through the nose, down into the belly, bring it in. And let it out of your mouth. Gently pulling your navel back to your spine, wringing yourself out, pushing any stagnant air out. Take three more deep breaths. Allowing your body to fill with breath on the inhale. And allowing it to soften, release, surrender on the exhale. Two more. Last one. Good. And now just let your breath rest, soften, wherever it wants to. If it wants to stay nice and deep, let the breath be deep. If it wants to be soft and shallow, let the breath be soft and shallow. On this first part of the journey, we're going to look inward. Are there any parts of you that are radically resistant to creating what you want? Remember what I said about dancing between our desire for security and certainty and our desire to grow and change. So a way to know if you're struggling with change is to look at the following aspects of your being, of your behaviors, of your patterns. The first is self-sabotage. When things start to go well, do you feel like you find some way to let it go sideways? Find some way to screw up or drop the ball? You're just listening to these right now and seeing which ones resonate. Do you procrastinate? You find yourself just not getting started or not following through? Are you a perfectionist? Right? Does everything have to be exactly right before you can take a step, before you can get into any sort of action? Do you feel like you have lack of clarity? You don't start because you're not sure what you want exactly. And are you indecisive? Do you feel like you just can't decide? That not deciding will actually keep you from progress, keep you from moving forward, keep you from creating, manifesting the change that you say and that you think it is that you want, that you feel it is that you want. So if any of these feel like patterns in your life, the self-sabotage, the procrastination, the perfectionism, the lack of clarity, or the indecisiveness, these are little signal lights that it's important to take a closer look at whether you might be resisting the change. And unless we address it, that feeling of struggling or feeling like your feet are in the mud or you just can't make the changes that you want, that will continue. So I want you to close your eyes if they're not already closed. Again, take a nice deep breath. You're going to take a moment here Just listen to the questions I'm about to pose and then take a few moments to write in your journal whatever comes up for you. So I want you to think about the change, if there's one change that you're trying to make, a big change or some big shift that you're trying to call in and create in your life. So bring that change to mind, whether it's a change in a relationship and how you communicate, or a change in your lifestyle, right? How you eat or move your body, or maybe it's a change in career or a change in location. You're thinking about moving. So I want you to ask yourself, what will happen if this changes? What will happen if this changes? And you can always pause in between these questions to really take your time. Your next question is, how will other people feel about it? How will other people feel about it, about this change that I want? Again, you can feel free to pause to take more time. Good. What pain might I experience if I make this change? What pain or discomfort might I experience if I make this change? For me, for a long time, when I thought about growing my business, I felt like I would automatically be going into overwork mode again. That was my fear, right? That discomfort of being overworked and undervalued that I had experienced previously. So for me, that was a pain I felt like I would experience if I made the change of taking the next steps in the work I'm here to do. So what pain might I experience if I make this change? Good. And the last is, what will I lose if I make this change? Right? What could I lose? What do I feel like I might lose if I make this change? Sometimes we fear we'll lose relationships, we'll lose love, we'll lose our freedom. So just meditate on it for a moment. Breathe. What do you feel like you'll lose if you make this change? What are you afraid of that you might lose, that you currently have, if you make this change? Again, pause if you need to take more time with this question. Good. Take a nice deep breath. These are big questions. Honor yourself for being willing to dig in today. And look at your resistance. It's much easier to just keep engaging with the resistance by pushing it away, but you are courageous enough in this moment to look at the resistance in the face. And this is the only way that things will change. So I want you to think now about what's the positive? What's the benefit of staying where you are? Right? What's the benefit of staying stuck where you are? Again, you can pause here to answer the question more deeply in your journal. Good. So now I want you to ask yourself, what's the cost? Right? What's the better yet, let's say, what's the downside of things changing? Right? What's the downside of things changing? If it's a problem that you're trying to get through, right? What feels like the downside of getting over that problem, getting through that issue? There will always very likely feel like there are downsides to any changes. And some of the upsides, that first question, the benefits, right, of things changing, I'm sorry, of things staying as they are, right, are feelings like, well, I'm familiar, I'm comfortable with this, right? I can just keep going along as I have been. I probably won't make anyone else uncomfortable. Right? People won't expect more from me because of it. Right? And some of the downsides could feel like, well, there'll be so much more responsibility. I'll have to work too hard. I'll be judged. I'll be criticized. What if it doesn't work? And then protection, of course, is always an issue, right? We're always trying to maintain safety. Right? It's our limbic, the limbic center of our brain, right? Like activates that safety risk where we go into fight or flight with something new, something perhaps that feels unexpected. Right? This is that unknown. This is that uncertainty. And our brains are hardwired to look for danger and focus on the negative. Right? We want safety. We want certainty. So if any of these statements that I just read ring true to you, or you have your own versions, I want you to just take a moment here, take a few deep breaths, and sit with the fact that you have some resistance to change. And that's okay. Forgive yourself. Be kind to yourself. Accept the fact that sometimes change just feels a little unnerving, a little scary. Just give yourself permission to see the fear, to see the resistance. And take a few deep breaths. Just see it. You're bringing these resistances up from the unconscious, up to the conscious mind. So now here you can look at it. What is it that you are really afraid of? Maybe that fear is really loss of freedom or loss of self. Or fear that you won't be loved. Fear that you won't be safe. I want you to take a moment here in any of the statements that you just wrote down in response to the prompts around identifying your resistances. If there's one that feels the strongest or a few that feel pretty strong, I want you to just identify them Right? Maybe you circle them, draw a line under them. And now I invite you to do a turnaround. A turnaround is a new, more expanded thought and feeling. So if the fear was, people will expect more from me, or it'll be too much responsibility and I won't be able to handle it. And maybe there's even a deeper, more ingrained fear under there of fear that you won't be loved. And you won't be able to maintain your relationships in the face of whatever this change is. Right? None of this is unreasonable. All of this coming from your emotions, this is your emotional truth. So if you feel yourself beating up, feeling like you want to beat up on yourself at any time during this process, that's just the unconscious mind. That's just the ego trying to snatch you back. And we're bringing all of this up to the conscious mind, right? So once we make it conscious, it's no longer the ego. It's just the opportunity to see an old pattern, right? An old fear, an old resistance. So the turnaround, the new, more expanded belief, I want you to look at the old belief, the old, the fear, the resistance that came up and turn it around. So as I was saying, if it was, there'll be more responsibility, people will expect too much from me, I won't be able to handle it. A turnaround might be, I walk gracefully into the changes I desire. Right? I walk gracefully into the changes that I desire. Or my relationships blossom as I call in change into my life. And create the life I really want to create. Or maybe something like, I enjoy the responsibilities that I've called in. I enjoy the responsibilities that come along with this change, whatever the change is that I'm calling into my life. And so just a new thought, a new feeling that feels better than the old one, right? The old resistance is heavy. And the new feeling, the turnaround, just brings in a little lightness, feels a little better. You get to be a little kinder to yourself. And whenever we're trying to manifest anything in our lives, we must have self-love. Because if you do not believe that you deserve the best of everything, that you do not deserve this change, it's going to be very hard to create. Just take a moment, press pause if you need to, in order to create a few turnarounds, or even just one turnaround. A new, more expanded belief. Whereas the resistance was very black and white. I can't do this. That won't work. The turnaround is more both and, right? It's more expansive. Makes you feel good. Good, good, good. Okay, so we're going to work with a phrase or two that you came up with, plus a couple of others that I'm going to give you. And we're going to bring these into the body. We're going to use briefly touch on a technique called tapping. You may or may not be familiar with it. It's known as tapping or EFT, emotional freedom technique. But basically what you're doing is applying pressure into certain parts of your body that are associated with energetic hot spots. And so when we touch these points in our body, when we tap them, right, or thump them, when we activate them, and it gets the energy moving throughout our body, right, in a clearer way, almost like we're decongesting your energetic pathways of your body. So even if you've never done this before, give it a try, see how it feels. And if you are familiar with this technique and you have your own flourishes to add, by all means, right? This is your journey. So the first point we're going to tap on, we're just going to do two today. We're going to stimulate first the thymus, right? Which is the center of your chest. This is your life energy, right? According to Dr. John Diamond, author of Life Energy, the thymus gland controls the life energy of the body. This gland lies just beneath the upper part of the breastbone in the middle of the chest. And it plays a vital role in the body's immune system. So you're going to think of Tarzan, right, thumping his chest and all the energy that he had in his body after he thumped his chest. And the thymus also affects your will to get well. And thumping on a regular basis, tapping or thumping on this point, most points in when you do tapping, you are actually tapping. This particular point is more of a thump. So thumping on your thymus on a regular basis can help override any self-sabotage. So if that was something that was coming up for you, this is a perfect exercise. So I'll give you more direction in a moment, but I want to introduce the second point. The second point is the spleen neurolymphatic point, or actually, there are two points. And these points remove toxins and assimilate change. So these points are part of the lymph system, which helps your immune system remove toxins from the body. Very important. So the spleen neurolymphatic points are in the depression between your 7th and 8th rib. So just below the level of the breastbone, or also known as your sternum. So you can find the points by moving your hand beneath your breasts or just straight down and under the nipples and then move them down over the next rib. So don't go all the way under the rib cage. That's too far. But thumping these points or tapping on these points helps remove toxins, fight infection, modulate your blood, your hormones, counter dizziness or stress. It also helps metabolize food. And the spleen meridian energy, your meridians are your sort of like your energetic highways moving through your body. And this point is the sort of the end point, the hot spot, right, of all the different energetic highways coming to a point, right, in the spleen meridian. This energy helps assimilate change in your life. So if there's anything that you're trying to change, and we've already identified that there is, tapping and working with these points can absolutely support the assimilation of that change. Good. So the first thumping, right, that we're going to do here is on the thymus. So remember I said, think of Tarzan or great apes when they thump their chest, right? So you're going to make a fist and you're going to place it over your heart, right? Or over the thymus. So it's actually a little bit lower than the heart. As I said, it was it's just beneath the upper part of the breastbone in the middle of the chest, right? So put your hand there, put your fist there. And I want you to breathe deeply. And I want you to visualize the color green. Right? This is the green is associated with the thymus, right? With this gland. Right, so before we start our thumping, you're just going to take a few deep breaths and picture the most beautiful, verdant, vibrant green color emanating from this part of your body. The green moves out from your heart area, moves out from your thymus and your chest and surrounds you, coats everything around you in a beautiful deep green. It's as if the air around you is green. You're breathing it in and breathing it out. It's glowing from you. Green is abundant. It's the renewing force. It brings you strength and harmony. It calms the nervous system. It increases your circulation. It revitalizes the nerves. Good. So now you're going to start thumping, right? You breathe deeply and repeat. My life energy is high. I am full of love. I have love, faith, trust, gratitude, and courage. My life energy is high. I am full of love. I have love, faith, trust, gratitude, and courage. Good. Good. So now you're going to bunch your fingertips together with each hand. And we're going to tap under the breasts. In your ribs, right under the breast area, not below the ribs, but on the center of each side, just moving straight down from the nipple under the breast area and then moving down a rib. And if these points feel sore, you can massage them deeply instead until the soreness disappears. So you're going to take a few deep breaths and you'll see the color. I want you to visualize the color yellow. Right? The yellow is associated with the spleen organ. Right? So take a few deep breaths and visualize a beautiful, bright yellow color emanating out from this part of your body. Yellow is associated with the mind. It is strengthening. It is cleansing. Good. So see that beautiful bright yellow. If you're in the sun, let that beautiful bright yellow sun just seep into your pores. And with your bunched fingertips together, right on your spleen points for assimilating change, you're going to start tapping. You'll breathe and repeat the following. I easily assimilate change into my life. Change is good, and I easily and gracefully go with the flow. And if there's a phrase that you came up with, a turnaround to your resistance to change from your journaling earlier, feel free to use that while tapping under the breast, in the ribs, on your spleen meridian. So just keep breathing. If you can, breathe in that beautiful yellow color. And repeat, I easily assimilate change into my life. Change is good, and I easily and gracefully go with the flow of change. And use your own turnaround here as well. Tap it in. Good. And tapping is not a take two of these and call me in the morning kind of cure. This is something you can do on a daily basis. Only takes a few moments. Maybe you could do it a few times throughout the day upon waking. Around mealtime, remember these points also helped metabolism. Whenever you feel your energy slump, these are also great energizers. Right? This is energy medicine. Good. And our last part here. Close your eyes. You can let your hands rest in your lap. Take a nice deep breath. Call that beautiful yellow color back in. See it emanating from your body. We're going to do a little more energy medicine here and focus on your third chakra. The third chakra, also known as your solar plexus, is located between the navel and the bottom of the sternum, right? All the area that we're working in today, right? It relates to your ego, your will, metabolism, your personal power, effectiveness, your self-esteem, your immune system, your digestive system, your adrenal glands, very important when thinking about stress in your body. And the solar plexus is your powerhouse. It's the seat of your self-esteem and your personal power. So with that beautiful yellow light that you have been imagining, and seeing coming from this part of your body, I want you to allow that yellow light to take a shape. Maybe it's a vibrant yellow flower or even a yellow orb of light sitting in your solar plexus just below your rib cage. So with your eyes closed, breathing, relaxing, surrendering, hold that visualization for a few minutes. Yes, that may seem like a long time, but it is just a moment and you are on your path of change. And this next step will help you clarify, will help you get in touch with your powerhouse, with your personal power, with your confidence to create the change that you want to see in your life and in the world around you. So hold the visualization, whether it be a vibrant yellow flower or a yellow orb of light, just below your rib cage in your solar plexus, your third chakra, and just breathe. You're welcome to pause here and hold for a few minutes. Good. So I hope you took time to pause and hold the visualization. And let that beautiful yellow, the color of the sun, the color of life force, of vitality and energy, of curiosity, flexibility, progress, communication, cheerfulness. I hope you allowed that to move through you. And if you don't have several minutes now, take some time later in the day. One more nice deep breath in and out. Good. So you have a few tools to continue to work with. One is going back and working with the journaling questions. Questions to help you identify where you may be struggling with change. Because the truth is, you're going to expand and contract. You are going to step into change and you'll make the change. You'll get comfortable with the new circumstances. You'll desire to grow and change again, and then you'll encounter a resistance to change. Right? So you can identify it with these questions, and you can tap on it, right? Either at your chest, right at the thymus, with the Tarzan thumping, or at the two spleen meridian points on your rib cage. And there's so much more information about tapping on the internet. Just look it up, tapping, T-A-P-P-I-N-G, and you will find a wealth of information. And you also have your turnarounds to work with. Hold them. Right? Whether you work with them with the tapping or if you just allow those turnarounds to be present with you throughout the day, maybe you say them in the morning or the evening. They just allow you to release your grip on the old feelings, the thing that felt like the truth, that you cannot have the change you want. If you work with these turnarounds, you'll begin to loosen your grip on that old truth and call in the new truth. Call in your ability to change with grace and ease. Your ability to have what you want. And then finally, you have the color visualizations. Right? Working with the green, perhaps, if you're using the tapping and working on the thymus. But especially working with the yellow, working with that beautiful color that is representative of your solar plexus, your third chakra, doing this energy medicine on your body. It doesn't have to be complicated, it can be simple. So you have all these tools to work with now as you expand and contract. So in a moment, we're going to close out, and I want you to just take a few moments, a few breaths to sit with yourself and give yourself some gratitude for doing this work. We so rarely celebrate ourselves. So you're going to celebrate yourself, honor yourself for doing this work, for continuing to walk the path of change, to call it in, to face your resistances and to move through them. You did good work today. Come back to this recording anytime you feel like you want to tune up or to dig deeper. Good luck on your journey and have a beautiful new moon or any other day of the week.